Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Thanksgiving in New York is probably the best in the world, and I don't say that with any braggadocio, but we got the parade here. Leaves are changing very late. Used to be 3 weeks earlier, but global warming, you know, on Long Island, very pretty on the North Shore where I am right now. And it's just a good Thanksgiving feel, you know. I always stay home for Thanksgiving. I don't travel. I like my more than 100-year-old house. It's kind of a good Thanksgiving place. So I want everybody to have a nice relaxing day, do what you want to do. Diet goes out the window. Enjoy yourself. So there is a poll, Siena College, small college up near Albany. Poll is pretty good, I think. They're a New York State-based operation. So they asked this question to New Yorkers. How serious a problem do you think the recent influx of migrants coming to New York is for the state? Totally serious, 82%. And that encompasses liberals and everybody else. Not serious, 15. Those are the people who are intoxicated, don't know. 3, those are the people who don't come out of the basement. Now, on the Democratic front, because this is a Democratic state, total serious, 75%. Not serious, 22. So even the liberals know this migrant thing is a debacle. D-E-B-A-C-L-E. Great word. And the reason it is because it's unregulated. All of the progressives who were for sanctuary cities and open borders were showing how they are so misguided, you can't defend it. This is anarchy. But even worse is the gutting of the taxpayer, because we have to support 8 to 10 million people who've crossed the border illegally and asked for asylum and all of that, but they didn't do it in the proper manner. And now the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, says, well, I'm going to have to cut the police department to pay for the migrants. Now, you've heard this all day long on WABC radio. I don't have to go over it again for you. But that puts people, that's going to cost people's lives. People will die because of that decision. And he's canceling classes for new police officers. The older guys, 20 years and up, are going to retire. Why would they continue when they're disrespected, spat upon, cursed at, and the system allows it? Now, the migrants themselves, I'm not worried about migrant crime, although you do have the MS-13 out here on Long Island. They're a problem. But most of the migrants, they're just poor people who want a better life. I understand. But the United States cannot support the entire world. So the Catholic priests that I know, and I know plenty of them, are going, oh, Jesus would, you know, the compassion of the poor, okay, but look, where's the compassion for the family of 5 that can't pay their bills because the taxes are so high? can't buy a decent house, Father. Where's the compassion for them? And their tax money now has to go to support 8 million migrants that shouldn't be here? I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. It's at the level of absurdity. And this is the fault of the progressive left. They wanted no border security, no cooperation with immigration authorities. That's what sanctuary cities are. Okay, now the mayor of New York, this is terrible. Well, hey, you were a big sanctuary city guy, Mr. Adams, or am I wrong? I'm not. Anyway, I still give money to help the poor, and I don't differentiate between American poor and if you're here on our land and you're poor, I will try to help you. But I have nothing but disdain for the people who have allowed this migrant situation to get out of control.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.